Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by Avery Razor and Jamel Muhammad for a legendary continuation of the MMA Gay series. We are previewing HR MMA, which is this upcoming August 1st, 2026. It's HR MMA 130, August 1st, 2026 in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. I appreciate everyone tuning in. If you're a fan of the Kelly Patrick Show, please send me some health insurance referrals. MedicareStoreUSA.com is my website. I'm a broker for Medicare. Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Florida, and Indiana. Send me some health insurance referrals, specifically Medicare. You got a parent or grandparent who's going on to Medicare soon. They'll be age 65 soon. All jokes aside, this is something that I provide a very valuable service. There's a lot of uncertainty that goes into the world of selecting your Medicare coverage. I can do it just as well as anyone. Send me some referrals. I want to thank the producer of the Kelly Patrick Show, Matt McCarthy. Also, Jorge Basada has been helping me with the video footage. Thanks for the support to Louisville Combat Academy, 7908 Beulah Church Road, Louisville, Kentucky. They have a great 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu program. I attend a kickboxing class there every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Tyler Stout, knockout specialist Tyler Stout, is teaching the kickboxing classes at Louisville Combat Academy now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by, oh shit, there he is. I've got Avery Razor is in studio with us. Avery, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Doing great. Jamel, we were just starting without you, but you, very good timing. Jamel, how are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good. Look, we did a nice test run for this. What was that? A few weeks ago, about a month ago. But I think we've got our shit figured out pretty good. This is an MMA gay episode, and because I've got a shaved head and I kind of look like a skinhead, and I'm a white male, I've got a black gay guy and I've got a Palestinian on the show with me.
I thought you were gonna say in honor of Juneteenth / Pride Month.
Yeah, you didn't even bring up Juneteenth or Pride Month.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Don't think I didn't notice when I said that in the chat. You didn't say Happy Juneteenth. Okay,
I noticed that, Avery.
Yeah, no, I did. I noticed that so hardcore. So we're gonna have to discuss whatever your issue is with Juneteenth eventually. But right now, we can keep it on Pride Month.
I think it's good that the slaves were freed. I'll say that.
Agreed. I think that, you know. That's fair.
I'll say that. I don't think anybody should be enslaved.
With that haircut, okay, excellent. Okay. Yeah. Just not all bald people, okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Today's episode is a version of MMA Gay, which is always a big hit with the fans. Guys, could you summarize what is MMA Gay for the listeners, the viewers?
Pretty much, I'm going to choose who is going to win these upcoming fights, whichever ones Kelly's chosen, based on really important criteria, like what's on their Facebook and which one's hotter and, you know, who's the blackest. Especially now after the whole White House, like, oh my God, yeah, we need the blacks to win, okay?
Okay. All right, so we were doing some screen sharing last time. Now, can I remember how to do the screen sharing?
My God, you already told them we had it figured out.
Screen share. Let's see here. Instagram. All right, so there we go. Look, you guys tell me. Can you see this?
Yes, I can.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay,
yes.
So this is the card that we're doing a preview of, okay? And it's HR MMA 130, which will be Saturday, August 1st, 2026. In Shepherdsville, Kentucky. As a recap, Jamel, you fought for Hard Rock. How many times did you fight for Hard Rock?
Let me see here. I think probably about like 5 times or so.
Okay. So HR MMA veteran, Jamel Muhammad. Appreciate the insight you bring to this very important.
I've been to several of them.
Okay.
So true. There's that.
Avery, do you remember what your first Hard Rock you ever went to was? I assume it was a Lance fight.
Yeah. It was in Shepherdsville. It was a long, long time ago, like years and years ago. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, shout out but to I Lance Lawrence. I'm wearing the shirt for Lance Lawrence. Today's his 33rd birthday. I was at his
Yeah, shout out.
Oh, Lance. Happy birthday, Lance.
Yeah, I was at his birthday party earlier tonight. We got to play some cornhole. Okay, so we're going to jump right into it. Do we want to start at the bottom of the card? We have Desmond Lewis against Joseph Henderson. Good old-fashioned white versus black matchup. Everybody loves
it. Oh, my God. This is going to be pretty easy, but before we get into it, I do want to say. So, yeah, is it – you never answered when I asked. So, is it like the skinniest is the main event?
Oh, yeah. Jamel, do you think they normally have the skinniest people be the main event?
Is that I think they save the twinks for the end.
That is fucked up. I had no idea. I never realized that in all the ones I watched. Oh, my God.
Avery, do you ever remember any heavy set MMA fighters that you found to be handsome?
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Well, let's hear. Let's hear. What are their names?
By name is kind of crazy.
That's okay. If you don't have any off the top of your head, it's all right. We can move on.
Yeah. No, I know that they exist, but oh my God, remembering names is crazy. We do these things and I totally forget these men.
Okay. That's all right. So Desmond Lewis versus Joseph Henderson starting off. Avery, I think you were sending the links in the Facebook. Okay, so let's start out with, should we go with the white guy first?
Sure, let's go ahead.
Can you guys see this? Nice, wholesome family, Joseph Henderson. He's an exciting guy to watch inside the cage. I'm a fan of Joseph Henderson.
Yes, he's got a nice family portrait. It's a nice Caucasian family. I love that for them.
What do you think of this pick?
What pick?
Oh, can you see this? I'm sorry. I'm adjusting it. Yeah. I'll catch on soon. Give me a moment.
I see that he has a lot of, like, he doesn't want people to be fat. He, like, has a lot of...
Oh, wow. He's quite rich in that photo.
No, but are you scrolling?
Can you see these as I switch photos?
Oh, okay. No, I'm... Okay.
Are you able to
see
these?
Them now.
Yeah, okay.
No, so, that photo is excellent.
This one, he's got a cross. Family man. I assume he's a Christian.
Yeah.
Did you just laugh at him being a Christian, Avery?
No. I was not laughing at that because that's not funny.
Okay.
I was just laughing at, it's a cartoon, so we can't count those abs, right?
Okay.
So those abs are invalid.
Okay, so Joey Henderson, have we seen enough of him?
No, that's what I'm saying. You're not listening.
Okay.
Scroll down his page, and it is anti-fat propaganda.
Avery, let's be honest.
I see this. Can you guys see this?
I was going to say, Avery, let's be honest. We know who you're picking anyway.
Yes, I know. But also, you know, we have to bring it to the forefront. Every other photo is like a fat person to a skinny person.
Can you guys see these Facebook things I'm showing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're talking about, Avery.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Father's Day post, and then another woman losing weight. Do you see this as a negative, this photo where this woman lost weight? Do you see?
I feel like we should be okay at any size, but I feel like he's like pushing his agenda in our face. You know, like he's really, like, it's a lot. But
Jamel, do you have any thoughts on this, Jamel?
Mm. No, I don't.
Nothing in particular. Okay. Look, there's another one.
No, that's what I mean.
Okay. All right. Have we seen enough of
Joe? Let's go to Desmond. Yes.
All right. We'll go to Desmond.
Okay. He's also a family man. He's carrying a baby. That's excellent.
Okay.
In a singlet.
Desmond's a badass.
Yeah, he looks young AF.
Desmond's a wrestler, obviously.
I've been fortunate to – I've got to train a little bit with Desmond, and I commentated one of his fights. He's got hands. He's a Golden Gloves boxer, if anybody cares about that, and he was a good high school wrestler. Are we allowed to mention stuff like that in this episode?
Well, good boxing and wrestling. Is this both of their first amateur fight?
No. Desmond is 3-0. Joseph Henderson is 4-4.
Okay.
Yeah, Desmond's going to whoop that ass. I mean, like...
You said Desmond's 3-0?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, other guy. But, yeah, I of course am rooting for Desmond because, you know, happy Juneteenth. But also, he really loves Gaddyland, and that was my first job. So, you know, I really support that.
Okay. So do we need to see more photos of Desmond in order for you to make your choice, or is this basically
done? No, the first one was him in a singlet. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Why do you give Desmond the edge here, Avery?
I told you, because he's an African-American and they need support. And also because he supports fat people by liking Gaddyland. Okay, the other guys clearly wanted to see people get skinny, and that's not a good world, you know, for all people.
Okay. Let me see something.
Some of us want to be uncomfortable on planes.
I'm getting the... What's that?
Some of us want to be uncomfortable on planes, okay?
Okay. All right, moving right along.
What about being comfortable on planes?
Yeah.
I said some of us want to be uncomfortable on planes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay.
I know a few people that can make you uncomfortable on a plane.
What if you sit on a plane, Avery, next to a kind of redneck-looking guy wearing a MAGA hat?
I wouldn't care. We'd probably have a good laugh.
Okay.
What about if you were sitting on a plane next to a Middle Eastern, maybe?
I'd be very afraid. No, no, same. I mean, first thing I'd do with a MAGA person, I'd ask them their pronouns. Even though I've never done that in my life, but I know it would make them mad.
Probably a good start. That's a good start.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, all right, the next people, Sam Swift. Okay.
Sam Swift is 0-0 against Rob King, who is 0-2. Sam Swift here is fighting out of Area 502 MMA, 22 years old. For starters, Avery's very familiar with this gym. Avery gave it a very high score on the diversity points, right?
Wait, what gym is he out of?
Sam Swift is fighting out of Area 502 MMA. You see that? Can you guys see the screen?
Yeah, that definitely had the best diversity. Yeah.
Does he get any points for that?
No, because he's white, but I mean, I haven't heard him speak. He could be urban. I have no idea.
Okay. Against Rob King, another white. This will be interesting. Another white guy. This guy's fighting out of Mayhem MMA, which is Nathan Maness's gym.
Now, Rob King, I can't find any profiles for him. I don't know if you do.
I think I have access to some. Give me a moment.
Okay. Because I looked and I could not find.
I did find his Instagram, but I was not able to. Give me a moment. Let me see if his Facebook. I was not able to. I should have done my homework faster, but I requested.
No, it's totally fine.
I requested to follow him on Instagram. No luck. Let me see. I apologize. I did look over some of this earlier. No, it's difficult to find much on Rob King.
Yeah, what is he hiding from?
What's his record?
His record is
0-2.
0-2.
He probably lost those couple times and just deleted his pages. Like, fuck this shit.
Okay, so what are you leaning toward here, Avery?
Well, since Sam Swift, fuck. Thinking of the wrong artist, because it's okay. First of all, he has a profile, and he goes to Area 502, so represent my where I got my one stripe. Okay.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. A bitch is out here certified MMA gay. Don't ever forget it. Okay. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Sam Swift. Okay, I mean, I know nothing about him. I don't think he was there when I was there. Maybe he was. I have no idea. I don't think I've ever seen him in life though. But as far as you know, he's like a fine looking chap, like a nice little white boy. But yeah.
Wait, I may have found something. If this is him, is this Rob King? Yeah, give me a moment, guys. I found some info on Rob King. Okay.
Okay, Rob. Maybe I spoke too soon. Hold on.
Give me a moment here, guys. Bear with me.
Uh-oh. This suspense is killing me.
Yeah, Rob
King just shows
oh,
up.
Oh, he might look a little more urban than Avery was, than we were thinking. Give me a moment here, and you tell me if you think this is urban looking. See what my definition of urban is.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely given, you know, a little mystery, you know, a little oh my God.
Oh, there he is with Bishop Woods. He has black friends.
Oh, you know, there we go.
I'm sure listen. I don't know anything about his gym.
Not a bad kick there. Jamel's a Taekwondo black belt. Jamel, good kick.
Pretty good kick, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But is it enough to... I wonder if it's, like, for him in his mind, like, a three-strikes-you're-out situation. Like, if you don't... Like, I feel like if I was starting out and I didn't win three, I'd be like, you know what, bitch.
He's training with a female there. Does that give him any points?
I don't...
What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah.
Maybe if he was hitting her. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I completely agree with that.
Look, what about this, Avery?
Oh my God. You should send me this link. I can't see anything. Oh my God.
I'll send you the link.
It's from my little phone perspective. Okay, Rob, I'll be honest. It's not doing you justice. Wait, Kelly, describe it to me in your words. Is he like popping out?
Yeah. Paint us a picture, Kelly.
Yeah, is it nice square tips? Like, what's going on?
He looks like he's in good shape. Jamel, you can see it. I just sent it in the chat. I mean, I sent his whole profile.
Okay. I'm going straight to the photos, Robert.
Look, what about this?
Okay. No, okay. Robert's getting finer that he's closer.
God, this is turning into a pretty good matchup.
Yeah.
Swift, Rob King.
Wait, oh my God. Yeah, no, that photo is insane.
Which one?
Okay, wait, but then when clearly it's angles, but...
What about this?
Hold on.
One day when I die, I hope my kids look back and they're like, what type of episodes did my dad record? What did he spend his time doing while my mom was pregnant with me? What was he doing?
Listen. Okay, I'm going to keep... Keep my thing with Sam. I hope he wins for the thing. But
so you're really allegiant to Area 502 MMA is what I hear.
I feel like I should be, right, you know, a little bit, but it depends, okay?
But you're feeling less confident now.
Depends on how I feel that day.
And
honestly, but Robert King, I think he's kind of finer than the other guy.
So who are you choosing? What is this we're even doing here? If you think Robert King's finer, and then you're choosing Sam Swift, what the hell are we even here?
I mean, I always did think that the most important category was hotness.
Well, their initial photos are, like, their ones on the little profile. Those are terrible photos. He has to update that photo. But listen... Typically, 502 would run away with the hotness. I'm actually a little bit disappointed on that aspect, but no, I'm gonna still root for Sam. But Robert, you definitely would win in the bitch department. I would hope so.
Okay. The bitch department means you think he does. You think he does good with the bitches, is what you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm sure he's a real bitch getter.
I get it. Okay. All right. We're moving right along.
It's the hair, probably.
Can you guys see that? I'm still getting the hang of this. All right, next matchup, Nicholas South versus Drake Patterson. This is a good one.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say, did you find a Nicholas South
page? Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay, send that to me because I cannot find it.
It's on Instagram.
Okay, I have one of those. Send it to me.
Give me a moment here. How advanced are we with all this stuff, huh?
We're definitely like zillennial moments here, but you know, we're learning. It's definitely giving elder.
It's definitely okay. What?
It's giving elder. Say, listen, Kelly, you don't even get the
slang. What does that mean?
It's giving like we're presenting old right now.
Well, I mean, I'm 40. I'll be 43 next month. So I mean,
no, it's totally fine.
All right, I sent the Nick South link in the chat.
Oh shit! Okay, Nick.
Oh my God, who is this guy?
Hold on. Okay, and we have Drake.
Hell yeah! This is a former D1 wrestler. This guy's in good shape. Avery's gonna love this guy.
Yeah, no, all these photos are excellent, okay? He has amazing square tits. We're starting with Nick, right?
I don't know.
Starting with Nick. I'm already on the page.
Okay? He wrestled
Those are quite square.
He wrestled for IU, D1 Big Ten wrestler.
Okay, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what any of that means. I'm sure that's impressive, but...
It is. And he's fighting amateur right now?
He is, he's now 2-0 amateur. He's a beast. Yeah. I commentated at his last fight. He's a beast.
Now.
Jamel, what does it mean if someone's a D1 Big Ten wrestler? What does it mean?
That's a pretty big deal.
All jokes aside?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he looks like a big deal too. Okay.
What do you mean by that, Avery?
Well, he looks like... Technically, from the singlet photo and from our chart that we did notice before, the A's, the B's, and the D's, he is definitely a B, okay?
Whoa, what? Remind me.
Can you tell us what a B is again, Avery?
Hold on. Actually, he might be an A. I think that's the head there. Okay. Yeah, no, I think he's an A. But he's fine, which is okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, describe to us what an A is again, Avery.
Yeah, please.
Okay, A is like where the peak is at, like the top.
The peak of what?
Peak of the thing, you know?
The penis?
Yes, okay.
Oh, okay.
Where the penis. If it's like towards the top, it's an A, you know, and those are like the smallest. And then a B is like when it's like towards the bottom. Or like, you know, it's lower, but it's not like, you know, it's not a D, which is like either curved or you can't see the print at all, you know, because it's so like, it's like a whole thing. But
okay.
I wish you still had the chart, but from my assessment as somebody who is an expert at this, he's an A, but he's a fine A, I'll say that.
Hey, nothing wrong with an A, right?
No,
not at all.
Okay, moving right along. His opponent is Drake Patterson. All right, let's take a look at his. Well, first off, Nicholas South, this is his Tapology. I should have showed that.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about what he can do.
He's fighting out of Gas Tank MMA under Jordan Gast. Jordan Gast is a badass. He's the local 135-pound champ. He submits everybody. That's his coach. He's got some tough wrestlers, evidenced by Nick South. So Nicholas is 2-0. He's fighting against, and you guys can see this, right? Drake Patterson.
Yeah, Drake Patterson, we see. They're both 2-0, which is interesting.
Yeah, and this guy's coming up from Nashville MMA. He's 2-0. Wow. This could be an interesting matchup. One for
Nashville's pretty hardcore, right? I don't know.
One for the ages. Let's see here. Let me screen share my Facebook. Bittersweet Battles. Anybody watching, you're welcome to come follow. You know, check it out. Add Bittersweet Battles. All right, you sent me a link to... Didn't you send me a link to Drake Patterson?
I sent you a link to Drake Patterson. And now that we're on his page, just let me know when you're there. See, okay, you're there. This man is not afraid to be around men, and I appreciate that, okay? Is that his home? That must be his BFF, right? Or his brother?
Jamel, what do you think?
What do you mean he's not afraid to be around men, Avery?
If the first photo I'm going to see of you is you just like loving on bro, pretty much, that, oh my God, this is a real man. Who is this?
This is Drake Patterson on the right is who it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Okay. So, no, but who is he with? I know that's not his man. I'm just trying to figure out what his brother is.
You mean you don't think these two are like in a relationship?
No, they're not close enough. They're not sitting close enough. But it's definitely like that's like
they're wearing that. They are wearing matching Crocs.
Oh,
see, that's great. I just like. I think it's a great opener to a page. I'm like, oh, they love each other. That's awesome.
And it's an LFA banner that they're under. So obviously LFA, that's a big deal.
What's that?
LFA is the. I would say.
It's basically like a feeder league, if you will.
If you want to make it to the UFC, the LFA is who you fight for. They put more fighters into the UFC than any other promotion.
Oh, so they're like a huge deal. Okay, got it. LFA, gotcha.
Lance Lawrence's biggest win of his career was over Landry for LFA when he had that dominant decision win. All right, let me look for some more photos here.
Yeah, no, I was looking at the profile photos.
Okay. He doesn't have that many pics on here.
Which I understand. These people are very handsome. And sometimes they just don't even take photos of themselves.
They've got other stuff to do.
So what?
Yeah. This is a tough one, Avery. I'll be honest with you. Are you planning on leaning here is what I'm wondering.
I'll be honest, from the photos, I feel like, just in general, I would vibe with Drake a lot more. Drake just has a vibe to him. I don't know what it is, but my heart and my mind and my body is saying Drake. Even though Nick is very fine. That's true. I just feel like, you know.
Okay. Drake Patterson
And Drake, we could have a drink together.
Okay. Up next, we have Paul Ellard. P. Chapo.
Okay. And remember, gingers are black.
What do you mean by that?
That's true.
What do you mean by that?
What the fuck I just said?
The gingers are black.
Yes, gingers are now black.
Okay.
Paul Ellard. I'm going to try to look him up
first. I've got him on Facebook. I don't know how many photos I've got here. You think this is what he's expecting? When someone accepts my Facebook request, this is what they're expecting me to use their profile for?
Probably. They want to be checked out or they wouldn't have photos and stuff like that. Oh, my God. I think he did a dwerk.
Oh, I've got some here. Bear with me. You think he did a what?
Nothing. I was looking too close.
Dwerk?
A dwerk? Is that like a...
This is him. This is Paul Ellard. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to continue here.
Now, is his hair officially red is what I need to know. Or is it just...
Yeah, is he a true ginger?
Yeah, he's got a red beard. Mm-hmm. He's got a red beard.
Oh, he's got like a little bowl cut, doesn't he?
Yeah, he kind of... Nice. He has an interesting look about him. Henry Harrison High School. I don't know about you, Paul.
Look, he's got this on there.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what?
Hey, Avery, does that give him any points? That was on
he in blackface right now?
No. That's what's his name? The little rapper, Kodak. Is that who it is?
Okay, gotcha.
Who is this?
I don't know. I was just wondering if that was like a black friend or a random picture of a black man.
He has one react. One person laughed at this photo from back in 2018. I'll go ahead. I'll tell you what. I'll give it a like.
Oh, there we go. Two likes.
Two likes, and I'll say, love this. Can you see?
I just...
Okay. All right.
I'm underwhelmed, Paul. I'm underwhelmed.
All right. To be honest. All right. Moving right along.
Alex Alamong. Is that who he's fighting, right?
His opponent. Correct. Let's take a look here. We are high tech with this stuff. This show is a big deal. 2-0 Alex Alamong. He's 33 years old, coming up from Nashville. Wow.
Okay, University of Tennessee. Okay. Let's see.
He doesn't even have a header photo, it looks like. What the fuck? He don't care.
I did add him, but he
kind of looks... No, it's probably the lighting. I'm tripping.
Were you going to say he looks mixed?
For like a fraction of a second, but I think I take it back.
Look, I got some stuff for Alex Alamong. Bear with me here, guys.
Where are you getting your sources, bitch?
Can you see this?
Vaguely.
I'm on this Facebook, but I can't really.
I need to know if I need more pictures because I just am trying to.
This is him on the right. Can you see that?
I'm doing a race check.
Kelly, maybe check that.
I did the wrong thing. Give me a moment here. I didn't switch to Instagram. There we go. Can you guys see that? Okay. No, it still isn't, is it? Give me a moment here. I'm a boomer.
No, it's okay. Are you technically? No.
No, I'm not. What the hell? Can you see this?
Yeah.
I'm 40. Yeah. I was born in 1983. I think to be a boomer, like, you could have been born in 63 or something. So 20 years old.
Listen, I don't know the rules, okay?
Okay. All right. This is him here. Can you guys see this?
Yes.
Is that helpful?
Let's see here.
That's him in the middle. Can you see that?
In the middle. Okay.
Avery, is that helpful?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are both.
I love reactions close. Like that. That's him in the middle. Can you see him? Yeah, I don't know. I can see him, but.
Well, no, it's literally just because I'm like. You got to send me the Instagram because those photos are too small for me.
Okay, bear with me.
If you want my real opinion,
I'll do that. Bear with me. We've got a little time.
And yeah, we've already moved through a lot of these.
In the meantime, so as someone's watching, Jamel, tell us about yourself. You were a high school wrestler, right? Your jiu-jitsu black belt. What's your resume?
Yeah.
So that someone watching isn't like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah, I was an all-state high school wrestler. I've been doing taekwondo since I was 5, and I'm a second-degree jiu-jitsu black belt. I had a 9-0 amateur record and 4-3 pro record.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Thank you. I do think it's good for the legitimacy to throw that in so that they're not just like, who's this fucking Palestinian guy and this black guy?
I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that.
I would guess.
We're both people with extensive MMA backgrounds. That
That's right.
Avery has a stripe. Right. Avery has a stripe if under Phil Perkins.
And I have sat through many of those fucking fights. All right. I know everything there is.
And this is
He's
like
the innovator of the Kimura Lee Simmons.
Okay. No, literally. You guys have no idea. My Kimura Lee Simmons is deadly. Yeah. But I am on this guy's page, you guys, and I do have some things to say. First of all, I am for sure he's white now.
Not mixed.
No, definitely not mixed.
He's looking more white.
Yeah, I literally thought it was the lighting, and I was just like, oh, okay. But no, it definitely is. This is a white man, and which is not bad.
Which is okay.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
That's fine.
Not ideal.
I'm actually more white today than I was in the last podcast. Okay, because the shit keeps updating. I'm now 52% white.
Oh wow!
Fuck with me. Yeah, that's right. I was 51. Whoa. So
I knew I liked you.
Yeah.
Kelly just likes you more and more.
But I will say, if we're saying who is hotter, I will definitely give it to Alex. Hold on. What was their fight record again?
Alex is 2-0, and his opponent. I'm going to switch back to that screen. The Tapology.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Paul.
Alex,
he's 2-1. Alex is 2-0.
Yes.
Okay, Paul, the beard. It's ginger, but it's not going to save you, sir. I'm going to go with Alex, who is like a hottie who keeps winning. So let's just hope he keeps winning.
Okay. Moving right along, we have Sinjin Noga against Kyle Hazelwood. Kyle Hazelwood is a great kind of an inspirational story. He lost a bunch of weight. I think he lost 140 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Over the last, let's see. Yeah, 140 pounds over the last couple years. And he goes hard in there. He grew up wrestling. He grew up wrestling. Let's see if I've got him on. So we'll look at Kyle Hazelwood first. I have I have him on
because Facebook. That other guy's name is completely made up.
Hey,
right? Well, it's like a stage name.
I think it's a real name.
So, and he's white.
He's white, yeah. I don't know that there's. He might not just be normal white. I don't know.
Maybe he was adopted by Asians.
I have no idea.
Sinjin Noga?
Hey, let's give some attention for now to Kyle Hazelwood, please. Guy lost 140 fucking pounds, please.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, let's look at Kyle. Oh my God, Kyle.
He's shredded too. It's not like he's got a bunch of loose skin and everything.
Did he get a tummy tuck or this is all straight? Oh my God, excellent.
This was an exciting fight to watch. This guy here was fighting out of BJ's gym, or Damon Bell and BJ's gym, Triumph. This guy is in, like, medical school. I think he's Indian. And they were beating the shit out of each other. This fight was awesome, and Kyle won. But I was fortunate I got to commentate that one.
Oh, my God. I've gotten all the way back to Kyle's. Kyle's, like, a handsome fat guy, too. So, yeah.
This is a good one.
He's fine shredded. He's fine fat and whatever. Okay. Not many people can pull it off. Okay.
So I asked you earlier if there's anyone who... He does look like a pretty happy family man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. He does love his family, which is great.
Are you kind of being sarcastic? Look, were you being sarcastic there, Avery?
No. Loving your family is awesome.
Okay.
Kids are great. Okay? They're grounding.
Do you plan on having kids? No, I'm kidding. No. You could.
Listen, okay? And then they have to grow up and die, and that's crazy.
That is sad. That does sound sad, yeah. Okay. There he is when he's heavier. Wow, yeah, there he is. He was heavier. He's not faking the weight loss.
No, that's what I'm saying. When he was, like, pulling it off even when, as a big
guy. I do feel like a little bit of a dickhead going back through all these old, like, kid baby pictures and stuff. I need to get out of here.
Listen, this is a public... His Facebook is public. I'm not even friends with this nigga. Okay? Okay? That means anybody can look. Okay? If it was private, maybe.
Okay.
But it's not.
Okay. So have we seen enough of Kyle Hazelwood? He looks... He's shredded. Kyle, he's a hard worker.
Let's go to the Sinja nigga or whatever.
Okay.
I love that he just like, well, I'm sick of the bullshit. Just call me Slim because everybody's going to ask about this name. Bro, I feel you.
100%. That's him?
This is Sinjin Noga.
Yeah, there's no way.
I'm going to be honest. When I saw that name, that was not what I was expecting.
See, that's what I'm saying. You,
yeah.
Kelly, but you know what?
I'm pretty sure I asked him. Just so you guys know, you believe me. I'm pretty sure I asked him something. I don't remember verbatim. Hey, are you just a regular white guy? Is that really your name? Yeah. You guys can imagine me saying that, right?
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah, I think I did. And I think he was like, yeah, what do you mean? I may be wrong.
Huh. I'm wondering if it was like from some niche, like Star Trek thing or some shit that his parents are into that I'm not into. This would make more sense. Like that, because if it's like this, if it sounds like this and he's white, that means it's nerdy white, which means it's not like oriental.
That's a good point.
It's like this is from some nerdy shit that we don't know about.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying for sure.
Now let's look at his photos.
Are you able to see all these I'm sharing?
Yeah.
So. Avery, can you see him? Tell me the truth.
It's like the three guys.
I can't actually see them, but I'm also able to see them because I have them pulled up on my Facebook as well.
Okay.
So like I'm looking at his shirtless photos just as well.
There we go. This, that's what I need to hear.
Yes. No, he's definitely Abiana. If he's not wearing a cup, he looks like a bee, which is excellent.
He looks like a bee.
I can't confirm or not whether he's wearing it. Because the thing is, I don't know if you, after a fight, do you take it out off immediately before you go out in the lobby and take pictures? Because if he's out in the lobby taking pictures with his cup, then it's a cup.
Jamel?
I guess it depends on how uncomfortable the cup is. Like, you know, if you've got one with, like, the compression shorts and everything, that's not too bad. You know, probably not. But if you have one of those uncomfortable cups, maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe people keep the cup in.
I've always kept mine on, like, going out there, unless I just completely change my clothes or something.
Okay, yeah, so it's probably Cupiana, so we're going to have to reserve the whole bee. I don't know.
Oh, hey, what do you think?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Where's the singlet shot?
Are you looking at his Facebook or his Instagram?
Oh, I don't have his Instagram. You have to show me.
No, I'm on Facebook. Just on Facebook. Hey, but I scroll pretty far.
Zoom in, Kelly. Zoom in.
Yeah, zoom in, Kelly.
I don't think I can zoom in. Let me see. I don't know how to zoom in, guys. I apologize. If I could.
If I could,
I'm not above it.
Okay, well, Kelly, then you tell me, what do you think? It's an A, a B, or a D, in your opinion?
I don't know. I think he probably definitely has a cup on, right, Jamel?
Not for wrestling. You don't wear a cup for wrestling, do you?
And most people don't wear cups for wrestling.
Okay.
I have no way of knowing this.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might be looking right at his actual penis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it an A, a B, or a D? You're looking. I can't really see.
A is the biggest?
A is the smallest one.
Okay.
If you can tell the peak is towards the top, it's an A. If you tell that it's kind of towards, like, the bottom, it's a B. But if it's, like, obviously hanging over or it's hard to see the print at all, it's a D.
And D's the biggest, right?
Yes, yeah, so D's obviously okay. The biggest.
Yeah. So each one gets larger.
I found it.
All right, Kelly, so what would you rate that, A through D?
I guess I'd say B.
Yeah, good job, that's Kelly. Fair. I was just about to say that.
I'm getting good at this.
Getting good.
Next time I see my dad, I'm going to brag to him about this.
Yeah. Well played, Kelly.
Thank you.
He's a B, okay? Well, if I have to choose between the Kyle Hazelwood or the Sinjin nigga, I love his name. So I'm going to go with Sinjin, and he's also a B, which is excellent. And look, his Facebook even opens up with him surrounded by dudes, too. I'm feeling it, okay? This is how most of my favorite videos start, okay? Jesus. Okay, who's the last couple?
All right, up next we have the main event of the night. This has been a good episode. Look, we're doing good on time and everything. Coming up on an hour.
I know.
This is perfect. Okay. This is probably the greatest episode ever.
I agree.
All right, up next. We know who Avery's going to pick. I mean. Let's not play. But for the sake of this, I'll try to do some due diligence. Do you see Mitchell Vaughn's Facebook?
I will look for it.
Mitchell Vaughn. We'll check him out. The white guy first. Unfortunately, Mitchell, you look like a nice guy. You're going to lose in this one to Avery's preference. Where's Tartarus MMA and BJJ? He trains out of a gym
in like West Virginia or something.
It says Ashland, Kentucky.
It's right on the border of Kentucky and West Virginia. Yeah.
Okay. Money Mitchell Vaughn.
Yeah. What about Mitchell? Is there any tea you need to give us about him? How many fights did he win? What's his tea? Oh, he's only lost. He only knows loss.
A lot of amateur fights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, eight, nine amateur wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine and seven amateur record, which is pretty cool, honestly. Jamel, what does that tell us?
He's tough. He's tough. He's so, game.
He looks like he's got a wrestling background.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll jump to his photos. Are you able to see the photos on Facebook, Avery?
Yes, I am. I'm going to his photos. Are we going to his profile photos first?
Yeah, I'll go to his.
Oh, Facebook. He's a short. He's a short king, ain't he?
He's 5'4", is what it says.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I could tell.
What weight is this at?
His fam is super cute, by the way. I love these people.
His weight. The weight of this matchup is 125.
Okay.
They look adorable. I'll be honest.
Is that a good thing?
I mean, it's great for them, you know, but it's not really good. It's not what I'm into, but it's very adorable. Wait, I'm going to... Okay, never mind. Oh, my God. He has a tattoo on his titty. That's excellent. Do you see it?
Always a good thing, yeah.
Yep.
It's a good thing, right, Jamel? Good thing?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what the fuck it means or what is it, a lion, a tiger?
It appears to be a lion.
Yeah. Kelly's favorite animal.
One of my nicknames is The Lion.
The Lion, yeah.
Yep.
He looks like a nice, adorable little family man. You know, he's handsome, you know, but he doesn't, you know.
He's not African American.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
So
really what he's lacking.
Yeah, he seems like he's so nice. Oh my gosh. But you have to get your ass beat, unfortunately.
A 5'4" high school wrestler who's had this many MMA fights, and then the best thing Avery can say is, oh, he seems nice.
Well, I'm sure. Y'all see that as a good thing. I don't. That's still a lot of losses, and that's a lot of fights. I feel like that's.
What's the other guy's record?
Oh, Etorion has a very impressive. Etorion's amateur record was 4-2, and now he's 1-1 in his pro MMA record. In pro MMA,
that's kind of hard.
It's like, why the fuck are you waiting 9-7 to go? That makes no sense to me.
I will say,
who knows nothing about this, that just sounds like a lot of fights to wait. That makes no sense.
Hmm.
Am I tripping?
Jamel, you tell me. Because my first time doing commentary was 2014. I got drunk. And I started saying in the commentary, this Jamel Muhammad guy, how many fights did you have at that time, Jamel?
I think it was my fifth fight.
I was like, this guy looks good. He needs to go pro. Why has he not went pro yet?
Well, if it's your thing, sorry, no shade to anybody. That I'm just really curious to, like, what the fuck? I don't know. 8-7, you would think you'd be like, you know what, maybe a little earlier.
9-7.
Or 8-9-7, whatever it is. Okay, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to tell. Like, honestly, the records are fairly comparable. I know that 4-2 probably sounds better. But, you know, a lot of it can depend on opponents. You know, that guy's got a lot of experience. Maybe he was in a lot of title fights or something like that as an amateur. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, record-wise, it sounds like probably pretty comparable.
Okay, if it sounds like a matchup to you, but Michael, honey, you're gonna lose.
I will say this: like, I've seen a lot of 9-7 guys like come through, and like guys with comparable record to that, and some of those guys can be really, 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 really tough. But you know, it all depends on the opponents that he's had. I haven't really seen the opponents that he's had.
Here's a photo of AD. Not that you need any more reason to vote for AD, Avery, but here's a nice picture of AD with BJ Ferguson.
Well, that's great. That's excellent.
Also,
does that help his case at all?
No, it doesn't. Anyway, Kelly, don't try it. On to Antorion. Or Antorion.
No, this is BJ with Antorion, actually.
Oh. Well, yeah, Antorion, he's black. I'm rooting for him. We know this.
Okay. I got to commentate Antorion's fight where he just knocked this dude out. Did anyone see that clip?
Has he been on your podcast?
No, he hasn't. Not the most talkative guy. I've invited him on. You think I didn't have him on because he's black?
Yeah, you don't give black people the opportunity.
You know, I think I had a black guy on last week. Do I get points for that?
I'm kidding. I literally have no idea who's black and been on your podcast. Okay.
I had your brother on my podcast. Does he count as being black?
We're both half, so I don't know.
So maybe the two of you together.
Wait. Were they on at the same time, Kelly?
No, I don't need a security issue. Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you were, actually. No. Were you?
What gym does it
talk about? Two halves make a whole.
I feel like I'm butchering his name, Antorion.
Antorion trains out of Louisville MMA under Jason Y. They are associated with Louisville Combat Academy.
Okay, then that makes all the sense in the world, right? But yeah, I hope they had a good Juneteenth. Oh my gosh. And I hope he beats the shit out of the smaller guy, Mitchell Tani.
This is a friendly looking photo here.
What's AD, he doing?
Honestly, is the nicest guy in the world. I love this guy.
Oh, he goes by AD?
Yeah. Look, there's a picture of him next to me on his profile.
Look at that.
Oh, that proves you've touched one.
Yep.
That's excellent.
Do you guys see this? Todd's in that photo.
And one thing you'll know about
Brody,
the photo that you can't see, but I know for a fact, the air in there was excellent.
The air?
Yeah, it was definitely cool in there.
Oh, in Gracie, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. AD's the nicest guy in the world, and he's a badass. His fight, this fight here, sorry to interrupt you there, Avery. This fight here, bitch. To give AD his credit, this fight right here against Peyton Hayes was just the most badass thing you've ever seen. Did you see that clip, Jamel?
I don't think so.
Maybe I can bring it up. Should I do that?
Okay. Yeah.
What would they say, Avery? Should I give him his, what would they say?
Give him his, what are you talking about? Flowers?
Flowers, sure. We'll say flowers. I want to give him some credit on air because this was pretty badass. And I was so happy I got to get in there and interview him in the cage. The only time I've ever done a in-cage interview was...
Not Daryl Ray.
Not Daryl Ray.
Yet.
Speaking of which, Jamel, are you in...
That's why I brought it up. I thought they're fighting, yeah.
Are you in?
You know, hey, if there's a promoter that, you know.
Watch this. Can you guys see this?
See. Yes.
Hell yeah. This is awesome that we can do this during the episode. This was one of the, look, he just switched stances. Okay. You pay attention to him switching stances. Okay. Because he's an orthodox fighter. Should I fast forward to where I think it gets the finish?
Yeah.
Look, you can see me over there. I was doing the commentary with my man, Brandon Bishop. Here we go.
I heard who won, bitch. I know that.
He keeps switching the stances, and you can tell he kind of looks confident in it. But he's kind of a chill, like a easygoing guy. but then just like explosive. He wrestled in high school for Fern Creek and played football. But watch this, this stance switch.
Oh.
See that one more time. Give him his flowers, right, Avery?
Excellent, yes.
Switches the stance. And he just went down. That guy went down.
Good job, AD. You killed it. That's much better to say.
Good job, AD. You killed it.
Now,
very reminiscent. Oh, go ahead.
Speaking of a common collected, Kelly, whatever happened to that one French black guy who was real chilled, but he wouldn't say suck a dick?
Zachariah Kamara.
Yeah.
I think he's still fighting. He's awesome. I love that guy.
Yeah, he was nice too. I just haven't heard from him in a while.
Frenchie.
Yeah.
He's 6-4 in his pro MMA.
That was very reminiscent of Daryl Ray knocking out Brad Barron.
Was it?
Yeah.
Let's give the flowers to Frenchie because Frenchie's good. He's got a good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. No, he's good.
Frenchie's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Or when Ben knocked out that one square-titted guy.
That oh, really my good. Gosh. Yeah. Were you cheering for Ben Fowler or Derek Overstreet in that fight?
I didn't know any of them at the time. I saw that afterwards. Like, I met Ben shortly after that.
In hindsight, do you wish Derek would have won or are you happy Ben won? If you had a time machine,
I would have been betting on the losing side, but I definitely would have probably bet for Derek. But I'm happy with the way things turned out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, guys, I think this has been a very good, very productive episode. I'll stop sharing screens here because we've got real high production value here.
Wait,
absolutely.
Don't you want hottest of the night?
Yeah, let's get a hottest of the night. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who hottest of the night and,
can we have some honorable mentions, too?
Yeah.
Honorable mentions of, I think we should just have a winner, okay? honorable mention. Well, yeah, if I ever, get stuck between two, we'll call it the Eiffel Tower. But if today we have a clear winner. Okay.
Ooh. Whoever this lucky guy is going to be very excited to hear this.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just want to make sure that it's the right person because they all kind of blend together sometimes. Mm. You know, all fighters look the same. Okay.
Whoa.
No, I think hottest of the night, vibe-wise and everything, and looks-wise, is Drake Patterson. I'm going to have to go with him.
Okay. All right, Drake.
Should we go back to his profile and give him some more flowers here?
Yeah, no. Oh, my God, yeah.
And flowers, I think, let's be honest, the photo that really stole the show for Avery was right
here. Wait. All right.
Yeah. Right? Avery, am I right?
It's definitely, it's given a moment, okay? Yeah, because he doesn't have many photos. But,
Drake Patterson.
I'm going with Drake.
He's got a tough matchup on his hands.
Yeah, but I think he can do it. That other guy, he looks like he was on meds anyway. You know, meds? What do they call it? Juice.
Is that a bad thing?
I feel like, real muscle versus not real is they prove that, right? That's the thing.
Are you accusing Nicholas South of using steroids?
I'm saying it looks very bulky. It looks very bulky in my unprofessional opinion, okay?
All jokes aside, Jamel, do you think he was super jacked and muscular while wrestling in the Big Ten? Would that be an indicator that he probably didn't use steroids, right, maybe?
I'd say, more honestly, all joking aside, more than likely, he's probably clean.
I would kind of guess so, Nicholas South. Yeah. That's my guess. Okay. I may be wrong.
For sure.
Listen, if he is, he should take this as a compliment because what I'm saying is he's so muscular, it seems like.
He's too perfect.
Yeah, exactly. You get what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
He's very chiseled and excellent.
Okay.
Nice square tits, sir.
Well, guys, we're coming out right up on 1 hour. This is perfect. I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsors of the show. Appreciate. If you want to support the Kelly Patrick Show, send me some Medicare referrals. Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Florida. Someone, you got a grandparent or a parent who needs help with their Medicare. Someone who's turning age 65 soon. Send them my way. MedicareStoreUSA.com. Avery, you're in Illinois. Anyone listening in Illinois, you know, send me some health insurance referrals. Even if someone's under the age of 65, I can help people with health insurance in any of those states. What other type of shout outs do we want to get in? Oh, also, I want to say thank you to Jorge Basada for the help with the YouTube channel. Everybody subscribe to the Kelly Patrick Show YouTube channel, and Jorge for helping me with the YouTube, all this wonderful footage we have here. Avery, promote yourself for me.
Yes, you can find me, of course, on Facebook at Avery Razor. I should be the only one. And then my TikTok, Avery.Jamar. You know, I got some funny videos on there. And, yeah.
Jamel, do you want to associate this episode with your business?
You know, I won't go there, but I will say, shout out to Daryl Ray.
Daryl Ray. Who is Daryl Ray? If someone's listening and they don't know, Jamel, who's Daryl Ray?
Daryl Ray is a legend of this sport here in Kentucky. All I got to say, if you're going to check out one Daryl Ray fight, check out Daryl Ray versus Brad Barron, and you'll see some very, very, very impressive work.
Excellent, bitch.
Avery, do you have anything to say about Daryl Ray?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
I would say Mount Rushmore of Kentucky MMA.
It's my fault because I brought him up, and I know that, and I was trying so hard not to, but then I also knew Jamel was going to fight him, so I was like, we kind of got to bring it up anyway. But
I know. Yeah, if a promoter is willing to set it up, I will fight the legend Daryl Ray for $1 million flat, and I think that Daryl Ray deserves that.
Set the chance. He can do it.
Set it up, Chance. Set it up.
Okay.
Jamel, do you still have access to that footage of you and Daryl Ray warming up in the cage together?
I'm sure it's somewhere. I'm sure it's somewhere.
It's pretty badass footage.
Oh, yeah.
Avery, your MVP of this episode is Drake Patterson, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to throw a curveball of a question at you right before we wrap things up.
Okay.
Who's the most handsome MMA fighter in the Kentucky area that you've ever seen?
Ever.
Oh, my God.
Is that a good question, Jamel, or what?
That's a great question.
I don't like this question because I don't even want to give him that credit.
Okay? Who's him? Who's him? Obviously, you have someone in mind.
It's the last thing he needs, okay?
I have a feeling I know who you're talking about.
Yes, and it's so annoying.
Jamel could probably guess it, too. Jamel?
It's Swolbrook?
Get out of my face, Jamel.
We all knew it was Corey Holbrook.
I'm not. Listen, I said nothing, okay? I feel like that's how y'all feel. Now, y'all can't just put that on.
But we did both know who you were thinking about, and that is who you were thinking about.
I don't even think. What are we talking about?
Do you not want to give him his flowers because you disagree with some of his politics?
There aren't flowers to give, but I will say that, you know, sometimes you just don't need to blow up people more than they need, you know, it's like, you know, they know, and it's fine.
Okay. Well, guys, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Jamel, Avery, thank you so much for your time. We'll have another one of these episodes out soon.
Wait, remember how we end this? Yes.
I think I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Suck a dick.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There you go.
Bye.